Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Touch the world through prayer. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, Colossians 4:12. Contrary to what you may have heard, long distance is not the next best thing to being there. Prayer is. Epaphras was far away from those to whom he had ministered, but his absence from them made his heart grow fonder in prayer for them. His example of zealous prayer provides F.B. Meyer with these thoughts for present-day prayer warriors. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. Epaphras had come from Colossae with tidings for the Apostle Paul, but amid all the crowding interests of his visit to Rome, his heart was with his friends, and he sought to help them, as we may all help dear ones far away. He strove for them in prayer. It was not hastily mumbled prayer that he gave, no light breathing of desire, no formal mention of their names, but it seemed as though he were a wrestler whose muscles stood out like whipcord as he agonized and labored for the prize. We shall never know till we stand in heaven how much has been done by prayer. Probably the work of which we are prone to pride ourselves is due far less to us than we suppose, and far more to unrecognized fellow workers who labor in prayer for us. Today's New Testament reading is Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 18.
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those in Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea, and to Nympha, and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you.
A close friend or relative comes to Christ. A tense conflict at work or home is resolved. A troubling deadline passes with no problem. Later, you tell a Christian friend what happened, and he replies, "I prayed for you that day." Coincidence? Or your sovereign God at work through long-distance prayer? It isn't always possible to be with the one you love, but you can always pray. Take a moment to lift up a long-distance message on someone's behalf. You may be calling at just the right time.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.